The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery. New segment for the pregame show this year, our keys to the game. Let's find our two keys to the game for the Hillcats and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. For Lynchburg, just find a way aboard. This is a team that's going to have to play some small ball. They're going to have to get on via the walk and beat out some infield hits. And then when they get aboard, don't expect them to stay at first for long. This is a very active team when it comes to the base paths. On the other end, for Kannapolis, they have a barrage of top-hitting prospects, names that we'll talk about a lot tonight, like Nick McLean, brother of Matt McLean for the Cincinnati Reds, Caleb Bonimer, Braden Montgomery, George Wolko, all those guys in the top 30 of the Chicago White Sox top prospect list, and they're all in that top four of the lineup here tonight. You got to rely on those guys heavily. They've had a really good start to the season, and they should continue to do that here on the road in Lynchburg. Let's take a look at our hot hitters, another new segment for the show this year. And two hot hitters coming into game one of the six-game set is Bennett Thompson and Mikey Kane. Bennett Thompson for the Lynchburg Hillcats will be their starting catcher here today. He's coming off a great 2-for-4 performance on Sunday, led the Hillcats to victory against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, in a lot of ways carried the offense. On the other end, for Kannapolis, Mikey Kane, not a guy on the top 30 prospect list, and there is a lot of infielders and outfielders on that list for Kannapolis in the starting lineup today, but he's been one of the best hitters in this lineup. Kind of a surprise player for Kannapolis early on, and they're going to rely on him to have a game like he did on Sunday. He was just a double shy of the first cycle in Kannapolis Cannonballers history in that game, going 3-for-4 with a home run and an RBI. Well, first pitch is up next when we come back here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
The road from Lynchburg to Cleveland is simple. A short drive west, followed by a straight shot north up I-77, delivers right to Progressive Field. But the roads themselves serve as a metaphor for the road traveled by every ballplayer. Though the trip appears straightforward, it is filled with twists and turns and hills and valleys.
Pops it up, makes the grab in foul ground, and that's all she wrote.
The roads are rough. They are uneven, marred by the wear and tear of the year. They may be slick, unkept, old, or damaged. They may cause you to stop, turn around, or contemplate your decisions.
The throw coming in! It is! Oh, in time!
They demand a cost, one in which every person or player must pay. You pass signs for Lake County, Akron, and Columbus. But the journey makes the destination that much sweeter.
And they have climbed all the way back! The Cardiac Cats strike again!
Regardless of the route it takes to get there, the road to Cleveland starts in Lynchburg.
That's jolted toward right field. Velasquez tosses his bat, and the ball tossed over the wall.
Line drive
right at the shortstop. They can double him up, and they do. They're coming home with it. Not in time. Wreck-It Ralphie.
The road to the show begins now.
First pitch, root. right field. Goodbye!
The pitch is in the zone for a called strike. Another good throw.
Did he get him? The hat trick for Logan Clark. Around third, the winning run. He will score! Jurio, his Hillcat moment.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Welcome back to the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery. Baseball right around the corner for the first time in a while here in the Hill City. Connor Young with you here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Jason Prill will be along for the ride a little bit later on in the week as the starting pitcher for Lynchburg in their first home game at Bank of the James Stadium will be Jarvis Alfaro. He had a 2-1 record with a 3.38 ERA with the Hillcats in 2024. He was an ACL postseason all-star as well 1 year ago. He pitched really well in the complex league, and he carried that in to the 2024 campaign. He's hoping to have an even better sophomore year here in the Carolina League. The first pitch of the 2025 season for the Lynchburg Hillcats here at home is a strike swinging. Leading off for Kannapolis will be Nick McLean, the left fielder. McLean, the brother of Cincinnati Reds outfielder Nate McLean, who has really bursted onto the scene over the last couple of seasons. The 0-1 is fouled right back, and Alfaro will get ahead of the Cannonballers. The infield for Lynchburg will start with Maharez at third, Francisca at short, Howe at second, Morejo at first, Thompson doing the catching, in the outfield, Hawk, Perella, and Cesarini from left to right. Alfaro looks in, gets the sign from Thompson, kicks and fires the 0-2. Watched and called strike three on the inside half. Beautiful pitch from Alfaro. McLean looking for something else, and it just nicks the inside edge. And just like that, Alfaro has recorded his first strikeout of the 2025 season. He'll bring up Caleb Bonnemer, the shortstop. He went 1-for-3 on getaway day for Kannapolis. First pitch to him is waved at. Fastball at 93. Beats Bonnemer for the first strike. Four straight bullseyes for Jarvis Alfaro to start off his first start of the 2025 season. The 0-1. Skied into center. Moving in is the center fielder Perella as he will call off Cesarini in right. Two up, two down. Here in the top half of the first inning. Braden Montgomery will step in. He was traded over to the White Sox in the Garrett Crochet trade in the offseason, along with Kyle Teal. Montgomery, 7 RBIs already on the season. A home run to boot in an OPS just around 9. First pitch to him misses upstairs for ball 1. Of course, it is early in the season to pay too much attention to counting stats, and especially a slash line, but Montgomery certainly has had a good start. The 1-0 is grounded to the first baseman, Morejo, and it's going to get past him. It'll kick all the way down to the wall where Cesarini will retrieve it. As the first hit of the day for Kannapolis will be extra bases, and who else but Braden Montgomery to lead the charge. It's a stand-up double for the Texas A&M man. It'll bring up another top prospect in the White Sox system in George Wolko. He took an 0-for-3 with a walk on Sunday. Wolko stands in at 6'7". Listed with 60 overall power, according to MLB Pipeline, and you see it on display on the first pitch. It's lined right to Perella, who only has to move in a couple steps to retire the inning. Jarvis Alfaro starts things off well for the Hillcats. They'll take a swing, look to take the lead here in the bottom of the first.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Ricardo Brizuela will get his first start of the 2025 season. The right-hander stands in at 6 feet, 185 pounds. Hails from Maracay, Venezuela. He sports a four-seamer, changeup, sinker, and a slider. He was named to the ACL All-Star team in 2024 as a reliever, much like Gervais Alfaro, who we just talked about, and was able to retire Kannapolis with no runs on the board in the top of the first. So both of our starters here today, members of the ACL 2024 All-Star team. In 2024 at the ACL, Brizuela sported a record of 1-2 with a 2.33 ERA, 34 strikeouts in 27 innings pitched. He was working as a reliever during that time. He's moved more to a starting role since he has made his way to Kannapolis here in the Carolina League. There's that home crowd welcome for Tommy Hawk. What a sensation he was in 2024. This Lynchburg crowd really gravitated towards the left fielder, and he will see a strike on the inside half. Start off the AB. The 0-1 from Brizuela. That slider outside coming in at 78. Watched by Tommy Hawk. It'll even up the count at 1-1. Hawks coming off a good game, 1-for-2 with an RBI and 2 walks on Sunday in a Hillcat win. The 1-1, bullseye right down the middle. Goes back to the off-speed, does Brizuela. It'll put him ahead 1-2 to Tommy Hawk. No score yet. Alfaro with a strong outing in the top of the first. Only damage against him, a double from Braden Montgomery. He was able to strand him at second. The 1-2 to Tommy Hawk is slice foul. He lashes it up and over the netting and out of the concourse. His fastball coming in at 88, right at the letters. Did a good job to just battle it off. Hands belt high, lets it fly, and Tommy Hawk waves for out number one. Early strikeout under the belt of Brizuela. McLean will be in left, Montgomery in center, Wolko in right, while the infield will be laden by Sprinkle at the hot corner. Bonomer at shortstop, Burrows at second, Kane at first, and Hernandez behind the dish. First pitch to Welby and Francisca on the outside half for strike one. A lot of off-speed we're seeing early here from Brizuela. That pitch, I believe, was the changeup on the outside corner. 0-1. Once again, goes to the outside half. This time misses. Leaving up the count at 1-1. One down after the Tommy Hawk strikeout for Welbean Francisca. Coming off a 1-for-3, 1 RBI game. He was able to draw 2 free passes as well against Fayetteville on Sunday. The 1-1 misses upstairs. Francisca, the highest ranked prospect on the Hillcats roster to start off the 2025 campaign. And a guy who's pegged to move up in that direction. Swung on. Foul back into the glove of Hernandez. Count will move to 2-2. Francisca slash 325, 402, 402 for a slugging of 402 and an OPS of 402 in 29 games for Lynchburg in 2024. Excuse me, for an OPS in the 700s, and he'll tap one right back to the pitcher of Brizuela, who will make the flip to first for the second out. You can score at 1-3. It'll be two down for Luis Marejo, who is still looking for his first hit of the 2025 season. It's been tough sledding for the slugging first baseman. Marejo. Had a slugging percentage of .466 in 30 games for Lynchburg last year and an average of .282. He made his Carolina League debut at just 17 years old, and he takes a fastball high for ball one. 17 years old at the single A level. You don't see that too often. He is now 18, about to turn 19 in a couple months. 2-0 to Marejo after he watches two fastballs high. The intriguing piece for Marejo is the power, something you don't find a lot here at the lower levels in the Cleveland system, as this time, Brizuela will find the strike zone. The slider dropped in for the first strike of the at-bat. Two down, 2-1 the count. And the delivery is outside, taken by Marejo, who gets ahead of Brizuela. Here's the 3-1. Swung on, dribbled down the third baseline, foul. Jordan Smith will pick it up. Jordan Smith, in his third year as the head skipper for the Cats. Erlen Serta, the first base coach for Lynchburg, once again back with the team. Swung on and missed. Marejo goes down swinging. And Brizuela faces the minimum, racks up two strikeouts as well for his troubles. We'll go to the top of the second here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Rony Hernandez, Ryan Burrows, and Mikey Kane, the three hitters, due up in the top of the second. Jervis Alfaro with a strong first inning of the 2025 campaign for the right-hander. Cats coming off back-to-back wins against the Woodpeckers. Lynchburg took their first series of the season, 2-1. We'll, of course, play 6 games here for the first full series of the season at the single-A level, along with high-A and double-A. Triple-A gets a bit of a earlier start compared to the rest of the minor league levels. First delivery from Alfaro is sliced just foul down the third base line. Hit well on a line for Hernandez. He went 2-for-4, knocked in 2 RBIs as well on Sunday. So he's seeing it well to start the season off. Comes into the day batting .333 with 2 RBIs. The 0-1, once again swung on by Hernandez, this time straight back off the netting. And Alfaro will get ahead of the backstop. Lynchburg finished with 67 wins for the second straight season in 2024. Back-to-back years, same win total. You don't see that too often. The 0-2, right up the middle to Francisca. He will glove it and throw across to Marejo in plenty of time to retire Hernandez. One down in the top of the second. You especially don't see that much similarity from year to year that much often at the minor league level, where there's so much variance in the roster from year to year. I mean, you're seeing extreme turnover, of course, with a lot of prospects moving up. And, well, at this level, that's about it. Only real way to go when you're in single A is up, unless you were to be relegated back to the complex league. Here's the first pitch to Burrows. Swung on and fouled off. First base side out of play. Oro, first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals the 0-1. Finds the outside edge. Beautiful location for Alfaro. He has looked good in that regard today. Everything has been on the corners. Nothing in the heart of the plate for Kannapolis to deal with. Only one hit for Alfaro off the bat of Braden Montgomery. Here's the 0-2. Swung on. Strike three for Yervis Alfaro. It's his second swinging strikeout already. And it's the second out of the inning. Mikey Kane, he was our hot hitter for Kannapolis that we went over in the pregame show. Unlike a lot of the names we've mentioned, Braden Montgomery, Nick McLean, George Wolko, Mikey Kane is not a top prospect in the White Sox system, but you would think he was by how hot he's been swinging the bat. First pitch to him, misses just outside. A fastball comes in at 93 for ball one. Mikey Kane was just a double shy of the cycle. The first cycle in Kannapolis history on Sunday. The 1-0. He thought about it. Holds up, and it was the right decision. He'll get ahead. Two balls, no strikes. Two down, the 2-0 from Alfaro. Swung on. Tap foul. Kane, just a double short of the cycle. Not even the triple was he searching for. That's really the hard one to get out of the way when you're going for the cycle. Once you've got the home run down, it's really that cycle you have to worry about, and he was able to take care of that as well. This one smoked foul once again. First one fouled off by Kane was just off the end of the bat, cued. This one instead, he squares up just a little early on it. The count will even up for Alfaro. Two's all across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two down. No score yet here in the top of the second. Alfaro hands chest high, and he'll let it fly. And he gets him swinging. Had him fooled as he pulled the string on Mikey Kane. It's his second strikeout of the frame and his third of the game as he will face the minimum and will head to the bottom of the second here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery. Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest, Virginia and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
No score through 1.5 here at the Bank of the James Stadium. Home game number one of the season for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Their record sits at 2-1 coming into this evening. Kannapolis on the other end, 1-2. They've had a good start to the season. First two games didn't go their way against Hickory, but the bats, even in those losses, looked really strong for Kannapolis. There's one thing I would say that Cannonballer fans are not going to have to worry about, at least here in the early part of the season, is the top of the lineup coming to play. just too much talent at the top of the order for Annapolis not to have success. The pitching, that could be a different story, although they've got some names they like in that department as well. Much the opposite for Lynchburg. Their strong suit seems to be the pitching, where the hitting, you kind of take what where you will get. At least that's been the prognosis for this Lynchburg team, although Bennett Thompson might have something to say about that. He takes the first pitch outside for ball one. He's coming off one of his best games in a Hillcat jersey. He went 2-for-4 with two RBIs and was the heartbeat of the Lynchburg offense on Sunday. He gets ahead in the count 2-0 ahead of Brizuela. Thompson really struggled at the dish to start the season in 2024. The 2-0 to him is swung on, and this will dribble foul. Thompson, his numbers in 2024 just didn't end in a good spot. He slashed 061 for the average, 115 for on base, and 143 in the slugging department. Right now, his average at 500, 3-for-6 on the young season with two RBIs to boot. And he finds himself batting cleanup. The 2-1 is hammered high in the air, way foul. What a difference a year can make, though. Thompson, 1 year ago, hitting in that 7-8-9 spot just about every time he was in the order. He starts the new season, trusted batting fourth, and he's made Jordan Smith's life easy. Although he will disagree with that strike three call from our home plate umpire, Caleb Kador. Brandon Smith at first, our two umpires for today. Third strikeout of the game, the first one looking for Brizuela, as he will get Bennett Thompson on strikes for the first out of the inning. Christopher Espinola, a new face here for Lynchburg, the first new Hillcat we will see in the order, and he will oblige at the first pitch. High pop fly, moving over is the shortstop, just inside of fair territory. Bonemer will make the grab. Two down early for Brizuela. Stepping in, Garrett Howe, the Samford man, starting at second here for the Hillcats. In his last game, he went 1-for-4 with a strikeout. Two down for Garrett Howe, and he'll see a first pitch slider. Backdoors him for strike one. Just one hit so far. Braden Montgomery with a double. Garrett Howe checks his swing. The appeal down to Smith. He did go. Brizuela up 0-2 in the count on Garrett Howe in a hurry with two down already for the hometown Cats. The 0-2 delivery inside for ball one. The heater crowded Howe. Turns out of the way. He'll live to see another day with two down here in the bottom of the second. The 1-2. Outside, the count will even. Brizuela was used in a reliever role and as a starter in 2024, both in the Arizona Complex League and with Kannapolis. His 2-2 to Howe is tap foul. He'll stay around. Same with Gervais Alfaro. He was used mainly as a starter in the Complex League and was used as a starter for Lynchburg when he first made the call up to the Hill City. However, as the season went on, he took more of a bullpen role and thrived. The 2-2. Inside again, it's a fastball. Above letter high to Garrett Howe. And far too inside. Two down for Brizuela. His payoff. It's taken on the inside half. It was close. Brizuela started his walk. Instead, it'll be the first Hillcat base runner of the game. Garrett Howe draws the first walk for either team. And the Hillcats will have some movement on the base paths for the first time in the young contest. We'll bring in Ryan Cesarini. We heard from him on the pregame show. Talked about his approach, how he had success right away after getting the call up at the plate last season. First pitch to Cesarini outside for ball one. It was a fastball that lives in the high 80s for Brizuela. Cesarini. His numbers ended in a very nice place at the end of the 2024 campaign. Garrett Howell will take off. The throw off line for Hernandez. Howell will think about third. Here he goes. The throw from Montgomery is off target again. This will kick off the dugout. Garrett Howell will be happy with moving from first to third on an errant throw from the catcher Hernandez. The Hillcats have a runner just 90 feet away. It represents the first score of the ball game. We talked about it in the pregame show. This is going to be the style of offense Lynchburg is going to have to adapt to this season. They're going to need to employ some small ball. They're going to have to get active on the base paths and force the other team to make plays. That's what they did to the backstop Hernandez, and they were rewarded with an extra base after the throwing error. 3-0 to Cesarini as that one bounced in front of home plate. It was the slider. Now Cesarini in the driver's seat with the go-ahead run early here in the bottom of the second, 90 feet away with two outs. A fly ball won't get him home. He's going to have to find a way to get on. 3-0 taking all the way. Strike one. A fastball on the inside half to Cesarini. I mentioned his numbers. He slashed 283, 370, 543 in 2024. The 3-1 to him. Half swing, full swing in the eyes of Caleb Cador, excuse me, the home plate umpire. Cesarini certainly went around. Garrett Howell leads off third. The payoff to Cesarini. Swung on. Foul deep down the third base side into left field. It'll get into the bullpen. It's a good pitch from Brizuela. And Cesarini did his best to get the hands out and foul it off, defending that outside half. Payoff once more. Fouled off again. This time pulled and dribbled. Go off Kannapolis dugout. Brizuela goes outside. Cesarini spoils that. He goes in. Same result. Garrett Howell still 90 feet away. Two down. The 3-2 is lasered into right field, and that could get over the head of Wolko. It will. It bounces off the wall, and Cesarini comes motoring around for a double. And Garrett Howell scores the first run of the ball game. What an at-bat for Ryan Cesarini. He blisters a double over the head of Wolko in right. He was playing him pretty shallow, and he ended up having to put the jets on. Bounced right off the base of the wall. Garrett Howe had no trouble scoring, and Cesarini, he's got some wheels as well as he pulls into second with a stand-up double. This will draw the attention of Kannapolis pitching coach Jacob Doris, as he will speak with his right-hander, Brizuela. 1-0 Lynchburg. Garrett Howe gets on, steals second. Hernandez's throw off target into center field. He says, okay, thank you very much, I'll take third. And then all it takes is one hit from Ryan Cesarini to play to run. The Hillcats are going to have success in 2025. You're going to need to see that. Get on any way you can, and then cause havoc. Cesarini is a guy who I think you're going to have to look to be a big factor when it comes to driving runs for the Lynchburg Hillcats this season. He's a guy who mashed in college, was good in the complex league, and had no trouble making the jump to single A as well. First pitch to Yaikel Mahares is upstairs, ball one. Cesarini leads off second. He's responsible for our lone run on the board. The 1-0 to Mahares is bounced in at the shoot tops. He's able to dance out of the way. It was a slider at 81. Move the count to 2-0. Two hits today in total, one for either team. Both of them doubles. Ryan Cesarini's drove in a run. The 2-0 will be swung on, popped back. Up and over the skyboxes, directly above me here in the booth. It'll find the parking lot. 2-1 to Mahares, who gets the start at third. He went 2-for-4 with a strikeout on Saturday in game 2 of the 3-game set against Fayetteville. Bats 250 on the young season. 2-1, watched upstairs right by the chin of Mahares. And he's ahead in the count, 3-1. Cesarini did a good job getting ahead. Mahares is doing the same as well. Brizuela was breezing until he ran into the first base runner of the game in Garrett Howe. And now he will walk his second batter in Mahares. Sandwiched in between those two walks is an RBI double belonging to Ryan Cesarini, which brings us to our 1-0 scoreline with two down and two on for Jose Perella. He had a 1-for-4 day, DHing on Sunday. He gets the start in center here this evening. First pitch to Perella. Change up on the outside half for strike one, taken by Perella. Jose, one of the tallest Latin American prospects in the Guardian system, as he will have a go at a pitch on the inside half. It was a slider at 78. He just trickles it up the first base line, and it will go foul. Perella stands in at 6'3", 181 at 18 years old. Him and Marejo really tower over the rest of this Lynchburg roster, especially the position players. The 0-2 to Perella. Taken. Fastball upstairs and outside. Got a bunch of scrappy guys like Tommy Hawk, Garrett Howe, Mahares at first, then you have two giants in Perella and Marejo. The 1-2. Bullseye right down the middle. Perella taking all the way. So the Hillcats will strand two, one of them in scoring position, but not before they move across the first run of the young ball game. Ryan Cesarini with an RBI double. Lynchburg leads it 1-0 as we head to the third.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
One nothing Lynchburg through two, as it'll be Calvin Harris, Jordan Sprinkle, two returners for Kannapolis, who we saw here at the Bank of the James Stadium 1 year ago, followed by Nick McClain, the top of the order here in the top of the third. Alfaro, coming off a 1-2-3 inning where he struck out a pair to end the frame, he has looked sharp. What's really been impressive about Alfaro has been the command. The stuff has looked just about what we saw 1 year ago. However, sliders that might have gotten a little bit too much of the plate or a fastball that's elevated just a bit instead has been right on the money. This is a Kannapolis team, like we said, especially when you get towards the top of the order. they're troublesome to navigate, and we might see that be especially true here today after one at-bat under their belt against Alfaro already. 1-0 the count on a fastball outside at 92, taken by Harris, who rocks no batting gloves. Really a tough day to do that. The 1-0 to Harris is grounded to Francisca. He comes in onto the grass and throws across to Marejo for the first out. Francisca's looked comfortable in both plays he's been forced to make at short so far today. Both of them have been routine, but it's good to see him feel at home at short. You know, the bat, I don't think too many people worry about when it comes to Francisca. He hit right away after getting the call up last year. First pitch to Sprinkles, swung on. 0-1 the count here to the third baseman. The glove for Francisca, I don't think was in question to a concerning degree, but that's something that you wanted to see more of. So far, so good for the shortstop. As Alfaro will get ahead of Sprinkle after a fastball on the outside edge, right on the black. Again, the location for Alfaro has been picture perfect. Hands belt high, he'll kick and let it fly. Sprinkle thought about it for a moment as he was being lured by Alfaro on the breaking pitch, then ended up in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. The 1-2. Similar place this time, a little bit faster. As a fastball spiked. A little bit less to think about there for Sprinkle. As the count will even at 2. Alfaro's ready. Here it comes. Sprinkle, flare into right, and it will quickly tail onto the concourse. Count will remain at 2-2. Sprinkle, known for his glove and the defense he provides on the left side of the infield. The bat still developing. He will draw it full after a fastball misses wide from Alfaro. We haven't seen too many pitches like that from Gervais today. For the most part, every pitch has been competitive. That fastball in the 2-2 count, not tempting in any way whatsoever for Sprinkle. The payoff. Fouled off by the 9-hitter Sprinkle, who is making Alfaro work for it. That was pitch number 28. For Alfaro, in a great spot with one down here in the top of the third. But Sprinkle is making him spend some of those precious pitches. The 3-2 once more, struck him out looking. K number 4 for Gervais Alfaro through Justin 2 2/3 innings. He had some good outings, especially out of the pen with Lynchburg in 2024. I don't think we've seen this version of Gervais Alfaro in a Hillcats uniform. I'll bring up the leadoff man, Nick McLean. He struck out in his first at-bat. McLean, first pitch swinging. He'll lash it foul down the third base side. A little late on a heater at 93. The 0-1 with two down to McLean, bounced in. It'll even up the count. McLean added a hit and two RBIs in big league spring training action here this spring. Always good to get some success at the plate against big league competition, and he will swing at the 1-1. Tommy Hawk has it measured, and that will do it. Here in the top of the third, another 1-2-3 for Gervais Alfaro. He has looked sharp for Lynchburg.
April has arrived, which means baseball is back as well. Join the Lynchburg Hillcats as we celebrate opening week with the grand celebration of baseball April 8th through the 13th. We're giving away a vintage logo t-shirt on Friday night and fireworks on Saturday. On Sunday, we've got a vintage pennant for you as well. Come see the Hillcats face off against the Kannapolis Cannonballers by securing your tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill, not with us here for opening day. He will join us back in the booth later on this week. It'll be Tommy Hawk, Loving Francisca, and Luis Marejo batting in the bottom of the third. Ricardo Brizuela still on the hill for Kannapolis manager Chad Pinder. He's in his first season with Kannapolis. Coaching staff for Lynchburg looks, for the most part, the same. Jordan Smith, as we mentioned, heading into his third year as the manager. Erlen Serta, once again the bench coach, year two of his stint in Lynchburg, serving under Jordan Smith. Cole Nieto, once again back. He was the hitting coach in 2024. He led the Cats to lead the league in doubles, triples, and walks 1 year ago. First pitch to Tommy Hawk is swung on, dribbled foul. However, some new faces. Tony Arnold, no longer the pitching coach for Lynchburg, still in the pitching development team for the Cleveland Guardians. However, it'll be Shane McCarthy who will be working with these talented and promising young Lynchburg arms this season. The 0-1 to Hawk crowds him inside, just under the elbow, evens the count up at 1-1. McCarthy spent the 2024 season working in the Arizona Complex League as a pitching coach. He retired as a player in 2023 after spending his whole playing career here in Cleveland. Foul right back on the line off the screen for Tommy Hawk. Move the count to 1-2. Off-speed pitch on the outside half from Brizuela. Tommy Hawk tried to send it the other way. He loves to do that. Just couldn't quite make square contact. The 1-2. Ooh, it's close. A breaking ball. That's looping slider at 78. For Brizuela. Almost nicked that outside edge. Caleb Cador doesn't give him the nod. It'll move to 2-2. Brizuela looks in, kicks, and fires a 2-2 pitch. And it's slice foul by Hawk. Inside-out swing. Sending a... I believe that was the sinker on the inside half down the third base line. 2-2 once more. This will be grounded to the first baseman, Cade, who boots it. Tommy Hawk will beat that out, no problem. Kane couldn't glove it cleanly, then tripped over the bag as he tried to recover. Tommy Hawk was already up the line at that point. That'll go down as an E3. Another new face on the coaching staff. AK, hitting coach Amanda Kamikona, a former UCLA softball player who spent last season on the Akron staff. She's the first woman to be hired to an on-field coaching position in the organization's history. You love to see that, and you're seeing it more and more around minor league baseball. But the core of this coaching staff remains the same. Francisca, first pitch to him, misses upstairs. Tommy Hawk leads off first. Wouldn't be surprised if we see him going quickly, and we certainly will now after the pickoff throw from Brizuela to Kane is not watched in cleanly by the first baseman. That was catchable, about letter high. Don't know if the sun got him. He's in a bit of a weird spot. The shadows certainly could be playing tricks on him. He just let it past him. And Tommy Hawk will scamper to second on what I would imagine will be ruled a throwing error from the pitcher, although I really think Kane might be more to blame here in that situation. Nevertheless, Tommy Hawk will be in scoring position, and there's no telling if he will look to take third as well. Here's the 1-0 to Francisca. Big cut on a fastball inside. He swings through it. It'll even up the count. Francisca grounded back to the pitcher, Brizuela, in the bottom of the first. And what was a 1-2-3 inning to start off the night for the right-hander from Venezuela. Tommy Hawk takes off. The hit and run was on. And Francisca fouls it back off the netting. Lands just at the feet of Luis Morejo, who's on deck. I love to see that, though, being utilized early in the season from Jordan Smith. You're going to need to see hit and runs. You're going to need to see these Hillcats look to take an extra base or two when they find their way on. They lead it 1-0. Here in the bottom of the third, Tommy Hawk reached on an error and then advanced to second on an error. The 1-2 to Francisca. Now straight back. We'll do it again at 1-2. Lynchburg's lone run can be thanks in part by Garrett Howe and Ryan Cesarini. Howe reached on a walk, advanced all the way to third after stealing a base, and then a throwing error being charged to the catcher Hernandez. Cesarini drove him in with a double. Here's a liner to center field. It'll hang up for Montgomery, and Hawk will have to stay put at second. Good contact from Francisca. He took a breaking ball straight back up the gut. However, Montgomery had it played perfectly, meandered over a couple steps to make the first out of the inning. It'll bring up Luis Morejo, who is still looking for his first hit of the young season. Morejo was raised in Florida, his parents from the Dominican Republic. He decided around high school age to move to the Dominican Republic as the throw over from Brizuela to the second baseman Burroughs will not catch Hawk in time, but it'll keep him close. He decided to move to the Dominican Republic and play baseball there, and that was Morejo's decision, as he explained to me a couple weeks ago, in hopes of getting signed as an international free agent sooner than having to go through the draft process as most Americans would. He swings through a changeup for strike one. That just shows the dedication Luis Morejo has to being a professional baseball player. To move to a different country just in hopes of fast-tracking yourself. As Brizuela will throw over again, this one bounced right to Burroughs, who handles it. Tommy Hawk back in with no dive. You don't see that very often. Now, of course, Morejo did have comfortability when it comes to the Dominican culture, with his parents being from that area, him speaking Spanish. So it wasn't too much of a drastic move as it might be for, you know, your average high schooler here in America, as the 0-1 misses outside. But still, just shows the drive and determination he has to play baseball at the highest level. That's why, you know, he made his debut at just 17 years old here in Lynchburg 1 year ago, because of that process he decided to go through. Tommy Hawk had a good jump. He decides to stay put at second as Brizuela struggles to find the zone. The count moved to 2-1 after a slider slides outside. Bounces in the right-handed hitter's batter's box. Left-handed hitter's batter's box, I should say. The 2-1 to Morejo. Fastball on the outside half to even things up. 1-0 Lynchburg. One down, 2-2 count with Tommy Hawk leading off second. You're in the bottom half of the third frame. Kick and fire from Brizuela. Tommy Hawk takes off. It's bounced in to Sprinkle, but not in time to catch the speedy Tommy Hawk, who now is just 90 feet away for Luis Morejo. All he needs is a fly ball hit just deep enough to give Tommy Hawk a chance. As Hawk is actually going to be walked back. It was Brandon Smith who made that call. Little Tommy Hawk, instead of being 90 feet away, will stay at second. It'll make it a little bit harder for Morejo to get his leadoff man back into the dugout and a score on the board. Here's a 3-2. Ball four to Marejo. It is the second walk. Third walk, check that, of the game for Brizuela. And that'll be enough for manager Chad Pinder to turn to the bullpen. 1-0 Lynchburg, one out here in the bottom of the third. Two on in Marejo and Tommy Hawk. It'll bring up the catcher and four hitter, Bennett Thompson. We'll meet the new reliever when we come back here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
2 weeks of baseball in the Hill City kick off as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers come to town April 22nd through the 27th against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Bring your dog to the ballpark on Friday for canine and wine night as we give away tennis balls. Then on Saturday, youth leagues from across Central Virginia arrive to the ballpark for a fireworks show. And then we wrap things up on Sunday with a kids club day and a youth hat giveaway. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Blake Shepherdson, acquired in the 11th round of the 2024 draft by the Chicago White Sox, will make his second appearance of the young season. He went for just one-third of an inning on April 5th against Hickory in the opening series at home for Kannapolis. Didn't go his way. In just that one-third of an inning, he allowed one earned run on three walks. Command was a serious problem for Shepherdson in that outing. He has a sinker, fastball, changeup, sweeper, and a cutter. So five total pitches. Three of them fastballs for reliever. You don't see that often. First pitch for Bennett Thompson misses outside. Hernandez keeps it in front and keeps Hawk at home at second. Marejo at first reached on a walk. The last batter that Brizuela will have faced this evening. Hawk reached on an error and now resides at second. 1-1 to Bennett Thompson. He struck out looking in the bottom of the second. Thompson, the Oregon man. His uncle, Jason Thompson, multiple-time All-Star, mainly known for his time with Cleveland rival, the Detroit Tigers. His dad played at high level collegiately, and so does his brother. Hawk will take off for third. Sprinkle the tag. Not in time. It was a good throw from Hernandez. The tag was not able to get Tommy Hawk before he was able to swipe third. This time he will stay, as Marejo will advance up to second in the process. Two ducks on the pond for Bennett Thompson. 1-2 the count, one down. Lynchburg leads at 1-0. A fly ball to the deeper parts of the bank of the James Stadium would score a run. Thompson, patient, watches a cutter outside for ball two. It'll even the count up at 2-2. Shepherdson went to college at San Francisco, was drafted just last season. The 2-2 to Thompson, fouled off, out of play, right side, and will end up on the concourse and be a souvenir. For a decent crowd here for opening day, it's continuing to fill up as we go. It is a cold one. The sun was shining down on the bank of the James Stadium. It might have looked a bit deceiving, because it really is quite cold. The 2-2 spit on by Thompson as he doesn't fall for the sweeper, and the count will even. Come on, bring him home. Thompson 0-1 today, batting 429 on the season. after a great series against Fayetteville. Shepherdson fires the payoff. Is grounded right back to the pitcher. Tommy Hawk off on contact. He will score. Marejo will move up to third. It'll be a fielder's choice for Thompson, but he'll get some high fives in the dugout. He does his job, and Lynchburg leads it 2-0 with their patented small ball style. That is great work by Bennett Thompson. This is not a Hillcats lineup with Ralphie Velasquez, Jason Churio, and Angel Hanau. First pitch stung up the middle. Beautiful piece of hitting for Christopher Espinosa as he will score Luis Marejo. RBI single for the designated hitter today. Lynchburg piles it on here in the bottom of the second, bottom of the third rather, as they'll lead it 3-0. Two down for Garrett Howe, who played in the first run of the ball game just one inning ago. Espinola leads off first. Garrett Howe, first pitch swinging. That gets past the first baseman, Kane. Espinola will be sent around to third. Runners on the corners for the Hillcats with two down in the bottom of the third inning. And now that is four consecutive productive at-bats for Lynchburg. Starting with the walk from Marejo, the RBI from Thompson on the fielder's choice, the single from Espinola that scored Marejo, and now Garrett Howe keeping the train moving for Ryan Cesarini, who already is 1-for-1 with an RBI here this evening. 3-0 Lynchburg. Two outs, two on. They're on the corner. And there goes Howe. The fake throw from Hernandez. He'll throw down to Sprinkle, and he got him. Jordan Smith takes the helmet off in frustration as Espinola just got fooled. Hernandez faked the throw down to second, and it gave Espinola enough hope to make two jumps off third, and he gunned him down to end the inning. One left stranded 90 feet away, the other at first. Lynchburg still put some damage on the board. They score two in the bottom of the third and lead it 3-0.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
It's time to pause for a check of our Carolina League scoreboard. Now, back to the stadium.
Take a look around the Carolina League. First time gotten the chance to do this in a while. It feels good to get back in the swing of things with you all here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery this year. Homestead Creamery is the proud broadcast sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. Learn more about their selection of ice cream, milk, and lemonade at homesteadcreameryinc.com. I know I had some of their lemonade a couple weeks ago. Boy, is it good. Around the league, Augusta and Hickory. They're in the sixth inning, 2-0 lead for Hickory at home. They have taken the Carolina League by storm in their first couple of series here at the Carolina League level. Fredericksburg and Salem, they're in the top of the third. The Frednats lead the 4-1 at home. Carolina and Myrtle Beach, 2-0 lead for the visiting Mudcats. The last year they will be the Carolina Mudcats. They will be the Wilson Warbirds going forward after next season. After this season concludes, I should say. Your Vince Alfaro's first pitch on the inside half for strike one. And then Fayetteville and Delmarva in a delayed start. Weather a factor in Delmarva. High sky ball for Perella. One down. Charleston and Columbia. They're in the bottom of the third after a 7.05 p.m. Eastern start, a little bit later than the northern teams in the Carolina League. No score yet from Segra Park. One down for your Yervis Alfaro. It will bring up Braden Montgomery, who has a lone hit for Kannapolis to this point in the game. First pitch misses outside, ball one. Montgomery, the highest selected Texas A&M Aggie in school history. Alfaro once again misses the outside half, 2-0 to Montgomery. He was a top prospect in a spoiled Boston system as the 2-0 is stung to Garrett Howe on the ground. His throw to Marejo will get the speedy Montgomery. Two down for George Wolko. Wolko, I should say, who is 0 for his last four. First pitch to Wolko, misses down low. Wolko has just as much of a power upside as anyone in the minors. With his 6'7 frame and his bat speed to boot, he's a guy that you could certainly see popping for a 20-plus home run season between Kannapolis and, as he hopes, Winston-Salem, the high-A affiliate of the White Sox this year. Strike two on the outside half. Fastball from Alfaro as the count will move to 1-2. Wolko spent the offseason training with Stephen Kwan. That's a name familiar to Hillcats fans. Stephen Kwan, a former Hillcat. The 1-2 spiked in at the feet of Wolko. He led the Cannonballers in home runs with 11 in 2024. He passed on a full scholarship to South Carolina to go pro with the White Sox. The 2-2 swung on. Yervis Alfaro. Make it five strikeouts in counting as it's three consecutive 1-2-3 innings for the right-hander who is having his best start as a Hillcat. 3-0 Lynchburg as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Right-hander Blake Shepherdson will remain in the game after he was able to navigate the bottom of the third with limited damage. We can take a look at the final numbers here on Brizuela, who started the game for Kannapolis, now that all the runners he was responsible for have either been retired or crossed home plate. Brizuela, he goes 2 1/3, gives up a hit, Only one earned run, although three runs in total after some errors, both from Kane at first, Hernandez the backstop, first pitch to Cesarini in there for strike one. Three walks to four strikeouts for Brizuela, so after his first start of the season, his ERA at 3.86. The 0-1 to Cesarini, bounced in, blocked by Hernandez, although it's not that circumstantial with no runners on. Although Cesarini did bat last inning with a runner at first and third. However, Espinola was picked off at third to end the frame. Cesarini will bounce one to the second baseman Burrows. He will flip to Kane, who looked like he might have just popped off the bag for a second. Instead, Brandon Smith says he remained on base, and Cesarini will be retired for the first out of the inning. Kane just doesn't look too comfortable over at first base today. Both receiving throws and fielding his position in general. Nevertheless, one out for Shepherdson. In steps Mijares, who reached on a walk in his first at-bat. First pitch to Mijares misses. Low. Ball one. Shepherdson already having a better outing than his first of the season, where he was only able to record one out. Fastball on the outside half to Mijares, taken for strike one. 1-1, the count will even. Mijares, 2-for-4 on Saturday with a strikeout, yet to register a plate appearance officially here today, but he has reached on a walk. The 1-1, swung on and swung through by Mijares. Hands belt high for Shepherdson. He'll let it fly. Fastball gets away from the righty. 2-2 the count as it's taken by Mijares. Shepherdson. First base side of the rubber. Kicks and fires. It's a sweeper, and boy, it looked good. Mijares able to hold off. Shepherdson wanted it. Can't say I blame him. That looked like it was squarely on the outside part of the plate. Definitely was right in between the letters and the belt of Mijares. I guess just ruled a little outside by Caleb Kador. He'll lose him, as Mijares will draw his second walk of the contest. He'll bring up Jose Perella, who struck out in the bottom of the second in his lone plate appearance here today. Mijares will lead off first. The first pitch to Perella. Swung through for strike one. Shepherdson does work with quite a few pitches in his arsenal, as we said. He may be a reliever, but he's not a fast-throwing, fastball changeup, slider type of guy. As his pickoff move is really good. Mijares was caught napping just a bit. He was able to slide in hands first safely. Shepherdson has a sinker, fastball, changeup, cutter, sweeper. Three fastballs, and then the sweeper and change. Mijares will take off. Perella will watch it. The throw's good from Hernandez. The tag on the backside of Mijares as the hands are in there first, as he will swipe second and get in scoring position for the nine-hitting center fielder. Shepherdson looks in. Lynchburg leads it 3-0, one down here in the bottom of the fourth. Mijares in scoring position for Jose Perella. He'll watch a high cutter whiz pass. Count will move to 2-1. The 2-1 to Perella. Ball three. Fastball outside. Shepherdson really targeting the outside part of the plate to left-handed hitters. And he's just not getting the call. And Caleb Kador will draw the ire of Chad Pinder, the manager for Kannapolis. He'll bark a few words from the top step. 3-1 to Perella. Perella will ground at the second baseman, Burrows. He pulls it down chest high, throw to Kane in time to retire Perella for the second out of the frame. However, Mahares will advance to third in the process. And it'll bring up Tommy Hawk. Hawk had a fantastic opening weekend, going 2-for-7 while picking up 2 walks and scoring 4 runs as the leadoff man against Fayetteville. He already has pushed that number to 5 after reaching on an error and coming around to score in a 2-run bottom of the third for Lynchburg. Once again, Shepherdson goes outside. Same result. Ball 1 to Tommy Hawk. Tommy Hawk, one of the longtime Lynchburgians here on the roster in 2025. The pitch to him. Once again, outside half, this time a little in. It will find the strike zone of Caleb Kador. 1-1 the count. The 1-1 from Shepherdson, same spot. Another fastball on the outside part of the plate. It'll move the count to 1-2. If I'm Tommy Hawk, I've seen 3 pitches all on the outside half. And one thing Tommy Hawk loves to do is take a pitch in that direction and send it the other way. The 1-2. This time he goes inside with a sweeper. It spikes right in front of Hernandez. Hawk takes to make the count 2-2. Mahares reached on a walk, stole second, and was advanced to third on Jose Perella's ground out to the second baseman, Burrows. Runner 90 feet away, 3-0 Hillcats, 2-2, the count to Tommy Hawk. It'll draw full. Lynchburg returns 10 pitchers and 7 hitters who will be back with the Cats in 2024 for round 2. Round 3 for Robert Lopez, who is the longest tenured Hillcat. The 3-2 is swung on and missed by Tommy Hawk. It's a big strikeout for Shepherdson as the Cats strand Mahares 90 feet away. They lead it 3-0 through 4 as Gervais Alfaro will continue his stellar outing as we move to the 5th inning here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Gervais Alfaro, he'll look to take on the top of the 5th. His pitch count in a good spot for what he's gone through already. He's coming off 3 consecutive 1-2-3 frames. The only damage he's faced was a double from Braden Montgomery, and the Hillcats stranded him at second. He hasn't walked a hitter, and he has 5 strikeouts under his belt. It'll be Ronnie Hernandez who will take a swing at the first pitch. It's going to sky up and stay up for Bennett Thompson. It'll actually get out of play as he'll watch it to the netting. Oh, boy, that almost clocked a fan. As that ball skied straight up and found a way in between the opening, between the skybox and the netting. You've got, I don't know, maybe 10 feet of a window to do that. And it arced right on the money. The 0-1 bounced off Hernandez himself. Alfaro, 44 pitches. He's at 32 of those have been strikes. The command from the right-hander has been exquisite. Hernandez bats 300 even on the season. The 0-2 to him is hit on the ground to Garrett Howe, who lays out to make the stop, and the throw to Marejo can't be handled. Oh, boy. Garrett Howe flashes the leather. He's been known as a glove-first guy, both at Samford, all the way back in high school in Georgia. And that's continued here with the Hillcats. He made a spectacular play on a ball that was stung by Hernandez. And then the throw to Marejo, sure, wasn't perfect. I'm sure Howe would like it to be a little better, but you expect Marejo to at least handle it. Instead, it'll be a leadoff base runner for Kannapolis, their first man on since the first inning. Ryan Burrows will climb in, as we'll see what they score that. It's going to be an error on Marejo. I believe that is the right way to think of it. The throw wasn't great from Howe, but you got to make that play over at first base. Right way to think of it. The throw wasn't great from Howe, but you got to make that play over at first base. Walks in that game as well. Hasn't had as much luck at the plate today. So he'll watch a curveball on the outside part of the plate. 2-1, the count goes. Although he did hit the ball well in the bottom of the third, just was hit right to the center fielder, Montgomery. The 2-1, slice foul, third base side out of play. It'll even the count at 2-2. The 2-2 to Francisca, looped and caught by Kane on a hop. Looked like that ball was destined for the right field corner. Had extra bases written all over it for Francisca. But instead, it's watched into the glove on a line for Kane. The guy who has shown some struggles over at first base today. Made quite a play to rob Francisca from his first base hit of the afternoon. Or the evening, I should say, at this point. Bring up Luis Marejo. He swings. Sends a line drive to the gap between the shortstop, Boehmer, and Sprinkle. It'll be a single for Marejo. His first base hit of the young season. Three nothing Lynchburg, one on, one down for Bennett Thompson. She will watch the first pitch down. Mendez has made an appearance this season. Got to correct myself there. He went one inning, gave up three hits, two earned runs, gave up two home runs. Bennett Thompson will send a lazy fly into left field as McLean will camp under it. Two down. Marejo will stay put at first. And there'll be two outs for Christopher Espinola. He found himself in a similar situation just two innings ago, I should say, and he stung a ground ball up the middle for a single, drove in a run in the process. He is 1-for-2 on the evening. He'll take a first pitch curveball outside for ball one. Good to see Marejo get his first hit of the season. He stays at first with two down. Espinola, a big hack at an off-speed pitch. She was expecting a fastball, ends up swinging over a bender instead. It'll move the count to 1-1. 16 players are returning for the Ballers. The 1-1 to Espinola. Lifted, shallow left, McLean moving in. He'll make back-to-back plays in left field to end the inning as Mendez has a much better outing out of the bullpen than what he was able to muster against Hickory. 3-0 Lynchburg as we head to the top of the sixth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Five innings are in the books, which means it's time to look at our in-game recap. Now, back to the Bank of the James Stadium.
Treviso Faro has his fingerprints all over this one, and we've seen all we will see from the right-hander here on opening day from Lynchburg, Virginia. We can give his final stats. 5 innings, 1 hit. No earned runs, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Beautiful from Gervais Alfaro. The story of the game, Lynchburg, they've done a good job getting on and creating havoc. You can thank Bennett Thompson for an RBI. Espinola as well. Cesarini scored the first run of the game on a double, bringing Garrett Howe home to make it 1-0 Lynchburg. First pitch swinging for Calvin Harris, and it will send Tommy Hawk all the way into the corner, and he'll make the catch! He glides with the bullpen wall, but hangs on like a wide receiver crossing over the middle on a crossing route. And he'll put away the first out of the frame for our new pitcher, Sean Heppner from Richmond, Canada. He made his debut with Lynchburg last year out of the bullpen. He will be back in the Hill City to start off 2025. Jordan Sprinkle will square her out, pull it back for the first pitch from Heppner. Ball one, make it ball two after the slider gets away from the right-hander. Sprinkle, 0-1 with a strikeout. He was the fourth victim set down by Alfaro. Heppner went just 1/3 of an inning against Fayetteville. He did walk a batter, hit a batter, and strike one out in the process. He will walk Sprinkle, the 9-hitter. To get a man aboard for the top of the order for Kannapolis. Nick McLean will climb in after the leadoff, or I should say, the walk from Jordan Sprinkle. First pitch strike on the outside half to McLean from Heppner. That's really been the story. Gervais Alfaro dominating on the mound in Lynchburg. Finding ways to get on and getting crafty from there. They lead it 3-0. There goes Sprinkle. Thompson, a good pitch to throw on. His throw a little bit off target, sending Francisco to the right of the bag. Sprinkle will pick up the stolen base. And now with one down, Nick McLean will have a runner in scoring position. The count 1-1. To the leadoff hitter. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Heppner looks over at second, delivers the 1-1. Inside-out swing and a looper to Tommy Hawk in left field. It'll hang up for the Wake Forest man. Second catch of the inning for Hawk, a lot easier than the first. There will be two down now for Caleb Bonnemer. Bonnemer has flown out to center in both of his at-bats today. The shortstop, ranked within the top 30 of the Chicago White Sox prospect list. He sees a pitch down, a breaking ball from Heppner for ball one. He was Gatorade's Michigan High School Player of the Year in each of his last two seasons he played at the high school level. The 1-0 to the right-handed hitter is popped up into right field. Could be trouble. Marejo heading back, and that'll fall just foul. Oh, boy. Lynchburg really lucked out there. You couldn't have thrown that ball out there in a better spot than what Bonnemer was able to do. No hope for Marejo in at first or Cesarini at right. The end of the day, it'll just go into the books as a strike. Bonnemer, known to be a pull hitter and a really good fastball hitter as well. He can be prone to the strikeout more than you'd like. But when he can square a pitch up, it goes a long ways. 1-2 the count after a slider falls in for Heppner. Two down, one aboard, and Jordan Sprinkle at second. Heppner hands held high, and he lets it fly. Thompson does a good job to keep it in front, and he'll have a play at third. He fires down to Mahares. Sprinkle with a great jump. And he will make it to third on a wild pitch. Two's all across the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. One on, 90 feet away for Kannapolis. Caleb Bonnemer, 0-2 today. And Lynchburg leads it 3-0. Sean Heppner in his first inning of work looks to keep the scoreline where it is. Although he will hit Bonnemer on the wrist instead. His second hit batsman of the young season. And today is not a day where you want to wear one on the hands. That always stings. Especially when it's coming in at 86. But especially on a day like today, you feel it. This is not the guy you want to see up. Braden Montgomery, the fifth-ranked prospect in the White Sox system. Once you get to the top of the order here for Kannapolis, it's just top-level talent up and down the board. Montgomery, first pitch to him, finds the inside corner for strike one as he takes. Montgomery, more of a hit over power guy in high school, but that's continued to evolve to even out through his college pursuits. The 0-1, big cut. He swings over the breaking ball. And Heppner is in the driver's seat, 0-2. Runners on the corners for Kannapolis. Tying run at the plate and Braden Montgomery already with one home run under his belt. He's 1-2 with a double. Two down. The 0-2 from Heppner. Check, did he go? Yes, he did! This Lynchburg crowd will let Heppner hear it on opening day as he escapes. And Lynchburg holds on to their 3-0 lead. Cats will grab the bats next on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest, Virginia, and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
2 weeks of baseball in the Hill City kick off as the Fayetteville Woodpeckers come to town April 22nd through the 27th against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Bring your dog to the ballpark on Friday for canine and wine night as we give away tennis balls. Then on Saturday, youth leagues from across Central Virginia arrive to the ballpark for a fireworks show. And then we wrap things up on Sunday with a kids club day and a youth hat giveaway. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
The voice of the Hillcats, Jason Pro, will be with us later this week. For now, you're stuck with me, Connor Young, here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Lynchburg leads at 3-0 as we pull into the bottom of the sixth inning. On the mound still for Kannapolis, Jesus Mendez, as he was able to navigate past a base hit for Luis Morejo in the bottom of the fifth. Morejo's first knock of the season. He'll be faced with Garrett Howell, Ryan Cesarini, and Yaitel Mejares here in the bottom of the sixth. Howell has reached base twice on a walk and on a single. Mendez is old. First pitch of the at-bat to Howe is in there for a strike. The 0-1 from Mendez. Taken low for Howe. The count will even at 1-1. Garrett Howell slashed 240, 367, 240 in Lynchburg last season. He watches a fastball outside for ball two. He did not record an extra base hit in 15 games here in Lynchburg in 2024. No extra bases yet today, but he has gotten on twice and scored the first run of the game. The 2-1 for Mendez is sliced foul. Leaving out. The count at 2-2. Right-hander Mendez looks in, gets the sign from Hernandez. Hands at the belt. He'll bring him to the shin. 2-2 misses outside to Howe. It'll even the count up. It'll move it to full count. 3-2. Payoff incoming. Howe already with one walk. He drew that in the bottom of the second, and it would end up scoring the first run of the ball game. 3-0 Lynchburg. Payoff pitch to Garrett Howe. He's reached base in three consecutive at bats here this evening. He'll set the table for Jose Perella, the nine hitter in the top of the order. First walk issued by Mendez. That'll bring up Ryan Cesarini, not Perella. Cesarini doubled to score Garrett Howe in the bottom of the second. He's 1-2. First pitch to him misses outside. 1-0. We heard from Cesarini on the pregame show. He talked about how he was a soccer star back in high school. The 1-0 pitch to him misses outside. Garrett Howe, a delayed steal, should be easy pickings for Hernandez, and he will get him. Well, that comes with the territory when you're a team like Lynchburg and you know you're going to have to manufacture runs in unorthodox ways, most of them coming on the base paths. There's going to be a fair share of that. It was a delayed steal from Howe, and it just made it really an easy throw from Hernandez. The 2-0 misses outside to Cesarini as Mendez is in danger of walking back-to-back hitters. Hernandez knows it. He'll go out and talk with his battery mate. One down now after Garrett Howe was thrown out by Hernandez at second. Cesarini said, you know, I miss playing soccer. That was really my main sport in high school, he shared with me. He also talked about the benefits of being a multi-sport athlete growing up, as he will take four straight pitches outside. Back-to-back walks for Mendez, although only one base runner on for Lynchburg after Garrett Howe was thrown out trying to steal second. In steps Yaikel Mahares. He's got two walks to his name. Has yet to record an official at-bat so far this evening. First pitch strike. Breaking ball right down the middle for strike one. A get-me-over curve, if you will, for Mendez, who's struggling to find the zone. Hands at the belt. Mendez pauses, kicks, and fires. Once again, goes with the off-speed, this time a changeup, and Mahares swings over it. Lynchburg, as a team, has been patient at the dish. Bit of a calling card for Cleveland as a whole, both at the major league level, and that trickles all the way down to the affiliates. Ryan Cesarini will take off. It'll be followed by Mahares, so Cesarini will catch his breath and head back to first. Six walks in total for Lynchburg to this point. Mahares can be credited with two of the six. The 0-2 pitch to Mahares at the shoot tops of the third baseman. He'll take. Move the count to 1-2. Cesarini, he can be a threat to go over at first. Probably could attribute that to some of his soccer background. But yeah, as I was saying, you know, he said playing multiple sports growing up, it gives you something to take your mind off when it comes to the game of baseball. If that's not going well, you know you've got another season to look forward to, or maybe you're even playing those two sports simultaneously. Second straight pickoff for Mendez. Both of them no trouble for Cesarini. Also just works different muscle groups, can make you a more well-rounded athlete body-wise. The 1-2 to Mahares. Cesarini thought about it. He'll stay at first as the pitch misses outside. Off speed. Look to go away and catch Mahares chasing. He'll lay off. If there's anything Mahares is, it's certainly patient. He has a keen eye at the plate. He's going to make you come to him. 2-2 the count. Mendez hands at the belt, kicks and fires. Chopper up the middle. Could be a double play ball for the shortstop. Bonnemer. And he will take care of him itself. Tags the bag at second. The throw across the first baseman, Kane, and plenty of time to get Mahares as the inning will come to a close. We'll head to the seventh on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery after this message.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
We'll go
Hernandez and Burrows due up here in the top of the seventh. New man on the mound for Lynchburg, Donovan Zach, making his second appearance of the season. We'll get to his numbers in a moment. First, let's see how Sean Heppner's outing will shake out. It was brief but effective. One innings pitched on one walk and one strikeout, as Kannapolis still yet to scratch a run across. For Zach, his outing didn't go as planned, to say the least. Came in with a save opportunity. All he was able to do was record one out, but not before giving up four earned runs on two hits and two walks, along with a hit batter as well. His ERA is in the triple digits at the moment, but of course the season is young and those numbers are not consequential quite yet. First pitch to Wilco is in there for a strike on the inside half. A 91-mile-an-hour fastball finds its mark. The 0-1 from Zach. It's a tap foul. Good breaking pitch. From the left-hander. Wilco, 0-2, lined out and struck out so far this evening. The 0-2 offering. Bringing the heat at 94 on the inside part of the plate. Wilco was late on it, was able to foul it back into the netting to stay alive. Zach can bring the heat. Push the fastball up to 94, 95 miles an hour. The 0-2 again. Flew it by him at 95 on the inside half. Member One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger Campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, Member One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. You can count another donation up for Member One after the strikeout from Zach. They're going to be busy. Gervais Alfaro with five strikeouts, Heppner with one. And now Donovan Zach starts off his outing with a K as well. First pitch swinging for Rony Hernandez. Fouls it back off the netting right over the head of Bennett Thompson for strike one. Hernandez, just this one of two base runners we've seen for Kannapolis. He reached on an error from Luis Morejo, the first baseman. Donovan Zach pumps in another heater, this time on the outside part of the plate. Working horizontally is Zach. He seems to have a much better feel for his arsenal than his last outing. His 0-2 pitch is swung on a line. Coming in is Cesarini. Two steps in, he'll make the chest high grab in right field for out number two. Good piece from Hernandez. Just right at Cesarini. Sometimes the old adage is so true. You gotta hit it where they ain't. Kannapolis at times has hit the ball well. Lynchburg has just had it played. One interesting update. Hickory and Augusta, bottom eighth. They're in a no-hitter. Hickory leads at 6-0. And they are one frame away from a complete game no-hitter. Donovan Zach, so far, no damage across on him by way of hits in his second appearance of the 2025 season. His first pitch was a fastball taken on the outside half for strike one. And you can repeat the phrase for his second offering. He gets ahead of Burrows early as the second baseman's down in the count 0-2. Lynchburg leads 3-0. The damage coming in the second and third frame, one in the second, two in the third. Kannapolis held scoreless to this point. The 0-2 from Zach. Burrows thought about it. It's a fastball at 95. It'll miss outside as the bat will stay on the shoulder of Burrows. Zach looks in. And it's chest high. He'll let it fly. He got him to chase in Burrows. However, he was able to make contact. Just flipped the ball foul off the end of the bat. Out of play. Count will stay put at 1-2. Zach looking for a 1-2-3 frame to send us to stretch time. Is 1-2. Bullseye! Burroughs watches it right down the middle. Second strikeout of the frame for Donovan Zach. And it's another 1-2-3 inning for Hillcats pitching. Lynchburg leads it 3-0. We're going to take a stretch here in Lynchburg.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
3-0 Lynchburg as we head into the bottom of the seventh inning. Once again, Kannapolis will head to the bullpen. Jesus Mendez, we can go over his number before we meet the new arm for the Cannonballers. Mendez, he goes 2 innings strong, 1 hit, 2 walks, allowing 3 base runners. None of them came across. His ERA will drop down to 6 on the season as his second appearance of 2025 goes a little better than his previous performance, I should say. Due up for Lynchburg, Jose Perella, the ninth hitter in the top of the order, Tommy Hawk, and Wellbeing Francisca. Our new pitcher, Blake Shepherdson, it looks like, number 25. The second pitcher we saw for Kannapolis was not Shepherdson, it was McAtee. And now we'll see Shepherdson. So McAtee goes 1 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, 1 strikeout, no earned runs before Mendez. And now Shepherdson will be the new arm. Jose Perella will be the first hitter he sees, and Perella will watch a fastball outside. All the runs came against the starter Brizuela, only one of them earned. Since then, the bullpen hasn't let anything across. The 1-0, watched by Perella. Two and 0 the count. So Kannapolis using 3 arms out of the bullpen already. And we're just starting the 7th inning. Perella will move to first on the walk. Not the start you were hoping for. For Shepherdson, he walks the 9-hitter to start the bottom of the 7th for Lynchburg. It'll bring up Tommy Hawk. He struck out twice and he's reached on an error. He's 0-for-3 officially. Does have a stolen base and a run, so it hasn't been all bad for the leadoff man. The first pitch from Shepherdson to Hawk is the sweeper in there for strike one. The 0-1 from Shepherdson. Taken low for Hawk. In there, okay. That pitch looked a little low from my vantage point. Kador will give it to Shepherdson. Vertically, Kador's zone has been much higher than it has horizontally. It's a great jump at first from Perella. Hernandez can't watch the pitching cleanly on a hop. It wouldn't have mattered. Perella will take second. It was a great jump from the center fielder. One and two the count to the leadoff man, Tommy Hawk, with Perella in scoring position. No outs in the bottom of the 7th. Lynchburg leads it 3-0. Shepherdson running into some trouble in his first frame of work here in the Hill City. He walked Perella. Perella's advanced to second on a steal. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got Tommy Hawk to offer at a cutter on the outside part of the plate. Tommy Hawk now with 3 strikeouts. Uncharacteristic for Tommy Hawk. He's a contact first guy. Francisca will now have a runner in scoring position to work with one out. First pitch to Francisca. Low for ball one. Lynchburg on a 2-game win streak. They lost the first game of the season to Fayetteville. Rallied back thanks to some great pitching and production at the top of the order to take the last 2 games of that 3-game set. The 1-0 to Francisca. Outside ball 2, not close. The Cleveland farm system in general has enjoyed a hot start. Lake County coming in today, 2-1. Akron, 3-0. And Columbus, 6-2. You pair that with Lynchburg's 2-1. 13-4 for Cleveland affiliates so far through their first series of the season. 2-1 the count to Francisca after he takes an off-speed pitch on the inside part of the plate. The 2-1 to the switch-hitting shortstop. Backdoors him with a good sweeper, and he'll even up the count at 2-2 with Perella leading off second. One down here in the bottom of the seventh. 4 hits for Lynchburg, just 1 for Kannapolis. 3-0 the score as the hometown Hillcats enjoy the 3-run lead. The 2-2 to Francisca. Count will go full. Sinker not close for Francisca. That's the thing with Shepherdson. The pitch has either been right on the black or really not even close. Haven't had too much to think about for these Lynchburg hitters he's faced so far. It's been hard to persuade them to take the bat off the shoulder. The payoff to Francisca's low, ball 4. Yeah, Lynchburg's going to make him come to them. You can't really blame him. Luis Morejo logged his first hit of the season in the 6th inning. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and a single. And before he steps in to face Shepherdson, pitching coach Jacob Doris will walk out to the hill. It's been an easy day for Shane McCarthy, the pitching coach for Lynchburg. We haven't gotten our first look at him make the walk out to the mound here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, simply due to the fact that his staff has been superb so far, led by Gervis Alfaro. And then the bullpen has taken the cue and followed in his footsteps. As far as the bats are concerned, I would say this season anything over 2 runs for Lynchburg will be a successful day at the office offensively. And I don't even mean that in a bad way. I think they're just looking to win 2-0 games. You know, and they had the pitching staff to do it. Coming into this season, it was predicted that Lynchburg's pitching would be their strong suit, and that's been true so far in the early goings. It was on full display for several games against Fayetteville on Saturday. 4 out of the 5 arms that were used on that game did not allow an earned run. And today, a goose egg still remains on the scoreboard for Kannapolis. First pitch to Morejo, the 3-hitter. It is a sweeper pulled outside for ball 1. Perella at second. Francisca at first. Both of them climbed aboard via the walk. One down for Shepherdson. Morejo, big swing and a miss. At a changeup low. It'll even up the count at 1-1. Kannapolis was able to get it out of a situation quite similar to this last inning, thanks to a double play handled by the shortstop Bonnemer. The 1-1 to Morejo. Inside, not close. Inside and low, I should add, at 93. It's the sinker. Shepherdson's got to bring that sinker up a little bit more to at least be tempting to Hillcat hitters. He pauses at the belt. The 2-1 to Morejo. Sweeper yanked outside, and Perella will head for third. Perella! Gunned down by Hernandez. Jordan Smith doesn't agree with the call from Brandon Smith. Perella saw the ball was in the dirt and decided to push his leg for third. Hernandez with a good enough throw. The tag was close. Staying put at first is Francisca, so he won't even advance to second in the process. The count will now be 3-1 with two away for Marejo. It'll go full after a back foot sweeper finds the mark. Payoff for Marejo. Francisca at first, two down. Francisca will be running, and he takes off. It won't matter. Luis Marejo swings through a sweeper from Shepherdson, and Lynchburg is unable to push across some traffic as Kannapolis continues to wiggle free. The Hillcats still lead at 3-0. We'll head to the eighth here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Donovan Zach will head back on the hill after a 1-2-3-7.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Donovan Zach will head back out for another inning of work. His last frame went in 1-2-3 fashion with two strikeouts to boot. He'll be met by Mikey Kane, who has struck out and grounded into a double play. Lined out into a double play. Kane coming off a 3-for-4 performance with a single, triple, and a home run with a solo shot. He was just a double shy of the cycle. First pitch swinging as Mikey Kane will wave on a fastball outside from Donovan Zach. Zach readies, fires the 0-1 pitch, swung on. He pulled the string as Kane waved at a good breaking pitch from Zach. Zach, he had a 1-0 record, 186 ERA with 13 strikeouts here with the Hillcats in 2024. Was originally committed to Virginia before he suffered some injuries. And instead decided to go pro with the Cleveland Guardians. The 0-2 misses low. One-two the count on Mikey Kane. The 1-2 offering. Curveball down low, taken for a ball. It'll even up the count. 7-8-9 due up here in the top of the eighth as Lynchburg leads it 3-0. Carter Young with you here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery. The 2-2 from Zach. He kicks and fires, deals a fastball way outside to even up the count. Kane's best at-bat of the evening here in his third try. The payoff, flared into shallow right field, Garrett Howe on his horse, and he will make the sliding grab! Garrett Howe has made a couple dandy plays over at second base. He's also had a good day in the batter's box. That easily could have dropped in for a hit. Garrett Howe was like a sprinter out of the blocks, heading into shallow right to make the basket catch. One down for Calvin Harris. DHing today. He's 0 for 2, 0 for his last 5, yet to find a hit in the early goings of 2025. First pitch to Harris, misses outside. Ball one. Mentioned earlier, but Harris rocks the no batting gloves look, which I do like. However, when it's 50 degrees and feels like 30, feels like anything off the bat would sting. Fastball in the inside half in there. Evens up the count at 1-1. 3-0 Lynchburg League. Just one hit to boast about for Kannapolis. Braden Montgomery with a double in the first inning. Since then, they've had a hard time squaring up Lynchburg pitching. Harris clearly fooled on that pitch, as he'll foul it off on a check swing right at his feet. I think that caught a little bit of home plate umpire Caleb Cador as well, so he'll take a little bit of an extended walk. Bennett Thompson will talk things over with him, check in on the home plate umpire. Kannapolis rolled out bevy of new uniforms for this season. They're rocking some reds today. They look sharp. The 1-2 to Harris. Check swing. Be a drop third strike if he did go. And he did. Thompson applies the tag just to be sure. And the appeal down to the first base umpire, Brandon Smith, assures it. It's a strikeout swinging. The third in just 6 or 5 batters face. Check that for Donovan Zach. He has looked so sharp, along with just about every Hillcat pitcher. Well, that strikeout, good to remind you, member one is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. First pitch to Sprinkle is fouled out of play, first base side. For each Hillcat strikeout, member one will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Happy to have that partnership with member one this season. The 0-1 to Sprinkle. Taken outside for a ball. Move the count to 1-1. Sprinkle struck out and walked. He is just 1 of 3 base runners that Kannapolis has had today. Jervis Alfaro, he goes 5 innings scoreless. 1 hit, 5 strikeouts. Man, I'm telling you, this Hillcat rotation and bullpen, for that matter, but the rotation especially, is going to be fun to watch this year. Last year, you had the allure of Ralphie and Jason Churio, Angel Hanau, to start the season. As this is flared into shallow right field, Cesarini will watch it fall in front. A Sprinkle will get on base in back-to-back at-bats. Just the second hit of the day for Kannapolis. As I was saying, you don't have that level of top prospects littered throughout the infield and outfield here this season for Lynchburg, at least to start, although Wellbeing Francisca is ranked 6th. But just the wealth of pitching this team has, veteran guys who have played college ball. High draft picks from 1 year ago, like Braylon Doty, who was the second rounder for Lynchburg, or for Cleveland, I should say. I believe he was taken with a 36th pick, as Nick McClain will watch an off-speed pitch on the outside part of the plate for strike one. It's going to be a fun group, that's all I'm saying. I think it could really surprise some people. 3-0 Lynchburg League. Sprinkle, the 9-hitter, reached on a flare to right. Just the second base hit of the game for Kannapolis. Now Nick McClain bats with 2 down, 1 on. Here in the top of the 8. Zach looks over. The lefty delivers to McClain. He'll miss outside. 1-1 the count. Tomorrow, it's set to be Melquis Hernandez and Christian Opper. Pair of southpaws to start on the bump. The 1-1. Finds the bottom of the strike zone right at the knees of McClain. As he takes, the count moved to 1-2. Sacks, 1-2. Called a balk as he just didn't quite come set. Zach was looking almost quick pitch McClain there. Instead, it'll be ruled a balk, and Sprinkle will now move into scoring position. This could be quite the opportunity for Kannapolis, who's had a tough time scratching across runs. The count will stay at 1-2, as the pitch won't count due to the balk. Our infield scoreboard will have to adjust that. We're still at 2-2. The count is 1-2, with two away, and Sprinkle in scoring position for the leadoff hitter, McClain. The 1-2 offering. Swung on, grounded to Howe. He'll have to charge, and he will make the grab. Throw over to Marejo in time to end the inning. Donovan Zach maneuvers past the runner in scoring position as Kannapolis yet again leaves another runner on. Lynchburg leads it 3-0 as we head to the bottom half of the eighth inning here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Member One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, Member One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Member One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Member One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
3-0 Lynchburg, and if the Cats have it their way, this could be their last chance to add on. As we head into the bottom of the eighth inning, new arm for Kannapolis. They will use yet again another pitcher. So the bullpen being taxed early in just game one of the series. It's Manuel Veloz. Veloz making his second appearance of the season. He went two innings, giving up one hit, and hit one batter. Struck out a crawdad as well against Hickory. Bennett Thompson takes a hack at the first pitch he sees from Veloz. Swings through it for strike one. For Kannapolis, that is now their fifth pitcher they've used, including the starter in Brizuela. 1-1 as Thompson takes a pitch outside for ball one. He will oblige at a pitch on the outside. Blacks foul it back onto the concourse, and the play is made by a fan, that is. 1,600 plus strong cheering. Broken bat grounded to the third baseman. Sprinkle, the throw to Kane pulls him off the bag. Bennett Thompson will be a leadoff base runner for the Hillcats, as his on-base streak will extend to three games. Might even give that a hit. It was a tough play for Sprinkle charging in on it. Feels tough to charge the third baseman with an error, as they will give him an infield single, so his hit streak will also improve to three straight games. First pitch to Espinola is a strike on the outside edge. Fastball from Veloz. Espinola is able to dance out of the way of a spiked pitch from Veloz. And in the process, Thompson will scamper to second. A runner will be in scoring position now for Lynchburg on the wild pitch. We'll have fireworks here after the game. It'll give these Hillcats fans something to stay for on a very chilly opener. We'll also have fireworks here on Saturday after the ball game, so make sure you come out for that. The 1-1 to Espinola. Swung on, clubbed to deep right field. Heading back is Wulko. He will make the grab just shy of the warning track as Bennett Thompson will hold up at third. Wulko with a bit of an awkward grab in right field. Seems like he must misjudge that ball just a tad. And now they're saying Thompson didn't touch second, and they're going to touch the back. Brandon Smith is just going to rule safe. I don't think I've ever seen that go that way. Thompson will move to third on the fly out to right from Espinola. He did hit that ball well. Just a funny visual to see them go through the pageantry of get the ball, tag second base, and then the field umpire just to say, yeah, no, he was safe. Thompson now 90 feet away with one down, and the ground ball from Garrett Howell on the right side of the infield will score him. It's fielded by the second baseman Burrows, who makes the easy flip over to the first baseman Kane to retire Howell, but it's a productive out, as Howell has had a productive out or productive timeout to the plate in every appearance he's had. Lynchburg will increase their lead to 4-0. On the fielder's choice. Ryan Cesarini, 1-for-2 with a double, an RBI, and a walk. It's been a good day at the plate for the right fielder. He swings at the first pitch, gets jammed a bit, but sends it out into left field. It'll trail out of play in foul ground and caught by the third baseman, Sprinkle. He did a good job keeping that ball in his sights. But Lynchburg tacks on one insurance run as we'll head to the top of the ninth. The Hillcats look for their first home win of the season on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
We'll get a chance to meet a new face here in Lynchburg, as into the mound will be number 45, Luis Flores. Flores, 6'1", 160 from the Dominican Republic, and he will make his first outing here at the Bank of the James Stadium. He has pitched previously on the road in Fayetteville. He went for 2/3 of an inning, gave up 4 earned runs on 3 walks and 1 strikeout. Command was an issue for Luis. We'll see if he can follow suit with the rest of this Hillcats pitching staff and have a strong close as he looks to pick up the first home win of the season for the Lynchburg Hillcats in 2025. He'll be faced by Caleb Bonimer, Brandon Montgomery, and George Wulko. 2-3-4, the heart of the order, and all of them top 30 prospects in the Chicago White Sox system. Lynchburg leads it 4-0 here in the top of the ninth. Bonimer, 0-2, did get aboard via the hit by pitch. First pitch from Flores in there at 92, outside half, catches the edge, and is taken by Bonimer for strike one. Flores had a 3-2 record with a 5.87 ERA with 44 strikeouts in the ACL last season, as he fires in back-to-back strikes on a fastball. This time taken low in the bottom of the zone by Bonimer. Flores tops out around 96 miles per hour with that fastball. The 0-2 from Flores. Got him swinging. Pulls the string on Bonnemer. He's 0-for-3. As Lynchburg records yet again another strikeout. They have got Kannapolis to go down swinging time and time again in this one. Braden Montgomery will take a first pitch outside, ball one. Lynchburg has now recorded 10 strikeouts as a staff. Flores looks in, kicks and delivers the 1-0 pitch to Montgomery. Inside out, swinging, heading out of play. Lourdes Morejo will watch it into the Kannapolis bullpen. The most strikeouts Lynchburg has registered as a staff was 12 against Fayetteville. So as we've been saying throughout the broadcast, you know, this is a pitching staff that can miss some bats. They've got a chance to meet that 12 mark if they're able to strike out Montgomery and Wilco. Strike two on the outside half to Braden Montgomery. It's a changeup from Flores that finds the mark. The 1-2 looks to go outside again, this time with the heater. Montgomery won't chase. Montgomery doubled in the first, grounded out, and struck out. He's 1-for-3 to this point. 2-2 count with one down. Lynchburg leads it 4-0. Flores' pitch, he checked. Did he go? Yes, he did. Back-to-back strikeout swinging for Luis Flores. As Hillcats pitching just can do no wrong. Here on this Tuesday night, Kannapolis down to their last out. It's George Wilco. He's been a strikeout victim not once but twice already today. First pitch to Wilco, misses low. Two down, Lynchburg leads 4-0. The 1-0 from Flores. In there for strike. Oh, no. Just misses the inside black instead. Count will move to 2-0 for Wilco. Got ahead of myself there. 2-0 offering, swung on back off the netting just under the skyboxes. Lynchburg looking to improve to 3-1 on the season, increase their win streak to 3 straight. Kannapolis down to their last out. 2-1, make it 2-2. Bullseye for Luis Flores. Slider, backdoors Wilco. Twos all across the board. 2-2 the count. 2 down. Lynchburg leads at 4-0. George Wilco, the cleanup hitter. 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. 2 strikeouts already in the inning for Luis Flores. He looks to make the perfect trifecta. The 2-2. Skied into center. Moving towards left. Calling off is Francisca. The shortstop will glove it, and the Hillcats have won 3 straight and pick up a win to start off their home schedule. They shut out Kannapolis and only allow them to pick up 2 base knocks. Jervis Alfaro started the line, and the relievers held it through 9 strong as Lynchburg improves to 3-1 in the season. We'll be right back with an interview from the Hillcat hero when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Come join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium for your favorite nightly promotions, including Silver Sluggers Tuesdays and College Pride Night on Wednesday. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for tickets.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest Virginia and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
The final out has been recorded, and it's time for us to recap the ball game. Coming up on the Hillcats postgame show, we'll scan the scores from across the league and give you an update on the Carolina League standings, along with previewing the next game. But first, to cover the box score and name tonight's Hillcat hero, here's Jason Prill.
Lynchburg wins 4-0, their third win of the season, their first at home here on the home opener, no less. We're going to throw it down in just a moment as we'll catch up with our Hillcat hero. What a game for Gervais Alfaro and company. The pitching for Lynchburg really carried them. Although the offense, they certainly did their part as well, totaling 4 runs. As Alfaro went 5 innings, 5 strikeouts. Heppner with 1, Zach with 2, Flores to close it out in the 9th. As they hold Kannapolis scoreless throughout the full 9. Lynchburg now with 3 straight wins, where Kannapolis will drop to 1-3 on the season. We'll take a look at our starting pitching pairing for tomorrow after the break and after we hear from our Hillcat hero. I'm going to send it down to the field where we will catch up with our Hillcat hero.
5 innings, 5 strikeouts, 0 hits, or 1 hit allowed and 0 walks. Tell me, what was going on in your mind and how did you stay efficient throughout these 5 innings?
Como tú tuviste 5 innings. Sin base por bola, un solo hit. ¿Cómo tú te sentiste y cómo te, en qué te concentraste para estar eficiente?
Primero que nada, fue gracias a Dios y también un trabajo de parte de Benek Thompson, que me ayudó guiándome en el juego. Lo importante fue que ataqué la zona. Fue buen trabajo de parte del equipo. La defensiva me ayudó muchísimo, aparte de la ofensiva. Estoy contento con el trabajo de hoy y gracias a Dios obtuvimos la victoria.
He said, thanks God first, and then use Benny Thompson, the catcher, how hard with the sequences to make sure everything goes in the right time, every pitcher, and use the defense doing a good job behind there.
Yeah. Last question. Last question. How are you going to use a performance like this to propel you throughout the rest of the season?
¿Cómo tú vas a usar salidas como esta para prepararte a través de la temporada?
Sí, igual, trabajando en equipo, dando lo mejor de mí cada día, cada salida para ayudar al equipo a ganar, utilizando mis picheos, las localizaciones y sobre todo las indicaciones del manager, el pitching coach, y que también hace un buen trabajo y eso es una ayuda fundamental para el equipo.
He said just keep doing the sequences, keep doing with the catchers, and then follow the instruction for the pitching coach and the manager, every advisor they give it to him to make sure everything in the field goes on the right as a team.
All right, thank you.
Gervais Alfaro, a well-deserved Hillcat hero. 5 strong, 5 scoreless, 5 strikeouts, 1 hit. Against the Lynchburg starter today. We'll look at our starting pitching pairing tomorrow after this short break.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With 2 Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org. or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network for the post-game show. Tomorrow, start time of 6:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll join you on the pregame show at 6:10. On the mound, Melquis Hernandez, the left-hander, will make his first start of the season for Lynchburg. Christian Opper will do the same for the Cannonballers. A pair of southpaws on the bump as Lynchburg will look to make it four straight and move to 4-1 on the season, where Kannapolis will look to even things up at one apiece through the first two games on the first homestand here for the Lynchburg Hillcats in 2025. Well, thank you so much for joining me here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. This is Connor Young signing off. I'll be with you again tomorrow. We'll get Jason back in the booth in a little bit later in the week. But for then, I'll see you back here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network tomorrow. Final score, 4-0 Lynchburg Hillcats.
Thank you for tuning in to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Make sure to stay up to date on all the Hillcats news and notes by following the team on social media at LYN Hillcats. Fans can purchase tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Be sure to tune in to our next game on the Hillcats Radio Network through our video feed on MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and Bally Live, or on our free audio stream at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland Guardians and General Manager Matt Ramstedt. For Connor Young and Jason Prill, I'm staff announcer Mitch Balla saying good night from Bank of the James Stadium. This broadcast has been a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.